Trish and Dirk White own Sitka's two pharmacies, with 33 employees. And they say, as both pharmacists and small business owners, they're worried about the impacts of the Affordable Care Act. Asked for their first reaction when they heard the Supreme Court had upheld the act, they said,
"Can't put that on the radio."
Okay, wait a minute. There's parts that I agree with, and there's parts that I just don't see how they can be implemented without a lot of struggle and cost to the average American.
There's going to be a lot of regulations.
Yeah.
A huge amount of regulations, which we probably would not be able to comply with.
The Whites say they already spend thousands of dollars every year to keep their pharmacies in compliance with existing federal regulations. They even have someone on staff whose only job is to make sure they're following all the rules. The Whites say they don't know what kind of regulations will come with the Affordable Care Act, but they worry it could increase those costs.
Yeah, there are parts that are great, but the fact that we're going to be subjected to all these new regulations that I don't see us being able to afford.
The Whites also offer medical benefits for their 28 full-time employees, and they say they are holding their breath to see how the act might affect the cost of providing medical coverage. The goal, of course, is for those costs to go down.
In 30 years of, it's never gone down. It's only gone up double digits.
In that worry, they're not alone. Stephanie Brenner owns Brenner's Fine Clothing and Gifts on Lincoln Street.
I don't think people realize how large the burden is for small businesses to offer health care.
Brenner has 7 employees, 4 full-time and 3 seasonal. Her business doesn't offer benefits. It would be too expensive, she says.
We'd have to cut people's wages to offer them benefits.
Under the Affordable Care Act, businesses with 50 employees or more would have to offer health insurance plans. Neither Brenner's nor the Whites are large enough to face that requirement. The law includes tax credits to help small businesses afford coverage for employees, but neither business knows yet if they're eligible. The Whites do think the law has some good aspects.
To make it health care available to everybody is an honorable thing, and I would wish for that to work. I like the idea that kids that are attending college can still be on their parents' plan. I mean, that's huge. That's had a huge impact personally on us. And
she's referring to a part of the law that's already in effect, which allows children to stay on their parents' employer-provided insurance plans until they're 26 years old.
But look at the reality of the cost of those things. Something has to give somewhere else, I think, before those things are made available to the average person on the street to afford health care.
In the end, the Whites agree, nobody yet knows what the impacts will be.
I think all of us, it would behoove us all to do a little more homework.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.